Blog Talk Radio.
Understand what it's like to be an artist. You know,
because, you know, we're tired, as I am, in particular me, of hearing about sad stories or, you know, what happened to tortured genius, or people who are very talented, who have been discovered or live in poverty or who reach a level of acclaim, who are so gifted and then they kill themselves like Kurt Cobain did in 94 or Robin Williams in 2014. So I hope they can do something to remedy, because it's hard to be an artist, and, you know, mental health facilities should be available and to help people cope, because being an artist has its drawbacks, because, you know, it's important for us to believe and let everyone have that chance to succeed and let everyone be in a stable mind and to be left alone, to be at peace. And that's my song, I Really Want to Be With You, because it's a song about love, loving someone and loving, you know, wanting to fall in love with someone. And it was great to write that song. It was written by me and David Waterbury, so I want to thank David Waterbury. He's a great producer, and I really want to thank him for co-writing it with me. The ideas we collaborated on in making that song was a great thing. I know that if anyone heard me on this on Twitter land and around the world and Facebook, wondering what I'm going to release or where I'm going to perform, still pending due to some personal situations. You know, I am in consideration of releasing, you know, more material and other things. I'll let you know. But if not, or if I do something else, I will let you know that too, because I've been doing it for 30 years. But I'm always, I will say, will be an artist. I hope I ain't being melancholy on you, because it's time to celebrate, right? And believe me, don't listen to this and think that I'm being melancholy. It's time to be happy. It's time to be happy. It's time to be at peace. And it's time to be at tranquil. I just talk about real life issues, what's going on indirectly or directly, because it's just a thing that happens, as well as my own life. But if you're an artist or a person out there listening, may you all have a good Sunday or Monday, wherever you are, whether you are listening from in America or in Europe or Asia, wherever you're listening to this on Twitter or Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. It's important to feel good, because I like to talk about, you know, the things in relation to my music as well as what's going on, because all that is the reason why I write music. I sing and I write music because of experiences that I experience or what I observe, because the world and real life issues give me something to talk about, and that's in the album, The Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. It's 6 songs. It's just an EP, you know. And it's just released in October 2017. I'm trying to understand what life is all about, you know. I've been in L.A. a very long time, you know. I understand what it's like to create and to be a part of the, the different places in Southern California, you know. Being out here and being on the Sunset Strip where I sang at some, you know, places like the Coconut Teaser, which is closed down, and some other places, and in the San Fernando Valley, in Santa Monica, et cetera, et cetera. It's a joy to be a creative person, because it's all come from self-love. Because I do believe that I'm a great person, but so are you. We all are equal in this world. We all deserve to be treated with respect, no matter where we come from. And that's why I'm an open-minded individual in every way, too, because everything is good in this world, because we're all equal, no matter what background, what religion, what sex, what sexual orientation, what origin you come from. We all belong to this planet, to love. And, you know, it's important to believe that because when I write, I truly want to write about love. And A Slow Evolution of Dove Knight talks about all kinds of different issues, from love to the experience I felt of being judged by what I am because of being unique, to overcoming obstacles, to feeling down after, you know, a hard time living on the street, and to falling in love with someone. But through it all, I got stronger, and I feel good. I'm a good person. Actually, I'm a great person, but so are you, too. I hope you're listening. And to feel good is to be in love. Most importantly, I know we got to love ourselves, because when we love ourselves, then we can be in love with somebody, and then you know what is true, how to feel good forever on through time. Crazy. but I'm just crazy with fun. Again, you know, congratulations to the Oscar winners, you know, and Hollywood. Yeah. Hope they recognize those who are still coming up. And it's truly a treasure to have the Oscars because it's a dream come true. Well, anyway, the other thing I want to say is that I really have been put in this situation as an artist of trying to find my place in the world. And my place in the world, one of my destinies is to be an artist. The other destiny is to use my mind as in an intellectual curiosity mode to understand it. And that is the purpose of why I'm on this planet. So I need to express and talk and I need to communicate in order to get across what is going on with me, because I do feel good about being on this planet when it comes to self-love, because love on the inside is truly where it is. It's not outside. It's on the inside. You know, even though I was in the rock and roll, I loved those songs by, you know, like Whitney Houston, when she sang Greatest Love of All. One of the lyrics is, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. That is true. Or Mariah Carey, Hero, if you look within your soul, the sorrow that you melt will disappear. That is true. It's all about self-love and dealing with issues and matters on this planet. And again, congratulations to you all at the Oscars. From the best actress to the best picture to all the winners and to all the nominees as well. Because they love themselves enough to create, and they love themselves to make their dreams come true. And so we all, including me, say thank you for creating great movies this year, or let's say for 2017. It's important for me to say what I need to say, because as someone who struggled with my art for many years, I truly believe that things will come to pass where we all can be recognized for what we do. And when I wasn't recognized for what I'd done in my art or in my life, I had to look within to find self-love. Because when I know when I have self-love, I can truly say to myself, that is why I fell in love with you.
The true love, are you the one for me?
you. That is why I fell in love with you from Dove Nights. I'm glad to be on here with you, and I really appreciate talking to you tonight. It's a joy. It's a joy to create. And again, I'd like to thank David Waterbury for helping make that song. You know, it's all about just belief, and a belief that you can be somebody and make a fantasy come true. And I just want to say that the Oscars is a representative that if we really believe, we can make it come true as an actor, a singer, or whatever we want in this world. For some, they get there. For others, they get there by belief in self and creating. And it can happen. It really can. The thing about it is that it's about loving thyself and then going out there to make some effort at it. And that's how I feel, you know. That's how I really feel. I mean, I'm a very unique person in my own way, in a good way, because I express myself in a way that can only be expressed from one person, who is me. But at the same time, I have respect for all people and all people from every denomination or wherever you come from, because diversity is the key to understanding the true reality that's on this planet. Because reality is based on diversity, which create dreams and get us to focus on what we need to do to understand ourselves within our own unique karma. And that is the truth, because we're all beautiful, we're all equal. I truly believe that. You know why? Because it's just been shown through the truth and the values from the past to the present that everything gets better. And we all get smarter within our own lives. And that's why I can say, may all your dreams come true like I hope my dreams come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.